I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The UN Secretary General is criticizing both sides of the Israel-Hamas war when it comes to violating the rights of children in armed conflict. A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S.-built pier in Gaza has been repaired and reconnected. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The U.S. military-built pier designed to carry badly needed aid into Gaza by boat has been reattached to the beach after a section broke apart in storms and rough seas. That announcement made by Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who's deputy commander of U.S. Central Command.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
Cooper says the goal is to get 1 million pounds of food and other supplies moving through the pier into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before the storm tore it apart. I'm Shirley Adler.
Israel says it has rescued four hostages who were kidnapped in a Hamas-led attack on October 7th. It is the largest such hostage recovery operation since the war with Hamas began in Gaza. The hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nusrat. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a speech on Friday, drew on the inspiration of American World War II heroes in the modern-day fight for democracy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president stood at Francis Point d'Oak, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions. The president urged Americans to hear their voices.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true what America stands for.
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been formally elected leader of the National Democratic Alliance Coalition, which won the most seats in the national election. Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party failed to win a majority on its own. Modi will be sworn in as prime minister on Sunday for a rare third term. The BJP has governed India as part of the NDA coalition for a decade, but this is the first time the party under Modi has needed support from regional allies to form the government. Full election results showed NDA parties won 293 seats in the 543-member lower house of parliament, while the India Alliance, led by the Congress Party, won 232 seats. The UN says more aquatic animals were farmed than fished in 2022. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
According to a United Nations report, the total global volume of fish, shrimp, clams, and other aquatic animals that are harvested by farming has topped the amount fished in the wild from the world's waters for the first time ever. The global catch and harvest brought in more than 185 million tons of aquatic animals in 2022, the most recent year for which statistics are available. Experts say the milestone in human history had been expected, as the hauls from fisheries have largely stagnated over the last three decades, largely because of limits in nature. I'm Norman Hall.
A court in Moscow has ordered that a French citizen accused of collecting information on military issues in Russia be held in pretrial custody. Laurent Vinichir was arrested in the Russian capital on Thursday. Tensions have flared between Moscow and Paris following French President Emmanuel Macron's statements about the possibility of deploying the country's troops in Ukraine. The authorities accused Vinichir of failing to register as a, quote, foreign agent while collecting information about Russia's, quote, military and military technical activities. Under Russian law, it is a criminal offense punishable by up to 5 years in prison. This and other legislation adopted lately has been widely criticized by rights advocates as a tool for the Kremlin to crack down on dissent. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.